Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Well, good afternoon. I hope you're having a wonderful day today in the things of the Lord. And we've got the Marksman Quartet up, and they're going to be coming by, and they're going to be singing a song with the name of Joy. And I'm telling you, I'm glad I've got some joy down deep in my heart, amen, today, because I'm a Christian, amen. I've been born again with the grace of God. Hope you enjoy this song. This is the Marksman singing song, Joy. Blessing. Amen. We appreciate the Marksman Quartet. We're going to a live recording now from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we're preaching on Joshua chapter number 1, speaking about great transitions.
Joshua chapter 24. Look at verse number 1. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. Is that what your Bible says? And called for the elders of the Israel and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time. He then reminded them, he's going through this process. In this chapter, he's telling them what God has done, how God has brought them through different events. He starts mentioning family after family after family member who God has brought across the Red Sea out of Egypt. They stayed in the wilderness, and it was time to cross the other side. Now notice what happens. He's reminding them of what God's brought them through. Look at verse number 14. Now therefore, actually back up just one verse, verse number 13. I just like this one right here. And I've given you a land for which ye did not labor. Hallelujah. Anybody want some land that you don't have to work for? Amen. I take it, God. If nobody else wants it, I take it. Amen. They're not labor. And cities which ye built not. and ye dwell in them. Of the vineyards and the olive yards which ye have planted, not do you eat. You're enjoying the fruits of somebody else's vine. If you could ever get past that river, you're going to get into a land. Thank God. Look at you. There's a place you can get to in the Christian life. Well, you step back and you say, praise God, I didn't build this church. And praise God, I didn't build this porch. I didn't build this vineyard. I had not told this field, but I'm being nourished. I'm being supplied with some help from a land that I did not know in the original sense. But thank God, God has provided a land, thank God, where the milk and honey flow. Everything's provided for me. I'll tell you this morning, I'm not lacking nothing. God's blessed. God's blessed. Now look at verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. Joshua, cut back right here. I don't believe he went up there like an old little mouse. I believe old Joshua stood up like a soldier man, and he looked at all of that group out there, all of them nations of Israel. He looked at them and he said, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what you do, I don't care what they do, but I ask for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. In order for y'all to see the blessings of God, in order for y'all to enjoy the fruits of God, in order for you to enjoy the things that God has given you and the future that God wants you to do, you're going to have to purpose in your heart that you're going to say, all right, God, whatever your purpose for me is, that's what I want to do. And whenever you get that, you're going to have to grab hold of the promises that God's given you, friend. God told you. Listen, God told you that he'd never leave you nor forsake you. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I look at the great men of the world, the big strong guys, the guys that nobody else wants to go after. Can I tell you, they don't scare me one bit. When compared that, the strength of those great men, to me, they look like Mighty Mouse. Because I got a mighty God. I'm not scared of them guys. You say, why, preacher? If they shoot me dead as a doornail, I get to go either way. Today or tomorrow, it makes no difference to me. Thank God. I have a relationship with Jesus. I just want to fulfill the purpose God's called me to do. Stand on his promises. Hold his word. Enjoy his presence. Praise God, but then make a declaration. From this point on, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Mackenzie, you can't no longer run off mom and daddy no more. You're going to have to make a decision. He's either going to be the God of the Bible, he's going to be your God, and you're going to have to stand on the promises, and it's going to be for you and your house. You're going to have to make a decision. Are we going to serve the Lord, or are we going to go after idols? David, you're going to have to make a decision. Mom and daddy's done their job. Mom and daddy's give you what they can give you. You're going to have to now take that Bible and make a decision and decide for yourself. I tell you, I'm going to stay with God. I claim to be a Christian. I'm going to follow the principle of this Bible. Mom and daddy can't follow you around over in college. I can't follow you around in college. But you're going to have to make a decision in your mind. I'm going to stand for God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Whatever God calls you to do, wherever you're at, when you get in that workplace, there's going to be people all the time trying to bring you down and bring you away from God. Don't ever waver from that book. You stay faithful. You stay, man, laser focused. That's the truth. I'm going to tell you something. I have learned so many things simply by watching the philosophy of the world. fade away. Everything they teach in that science book cannot be so. Cannot be so. Because it's contrary to that book. It even don't even make sense what they say. But that book's got the answers. You say, what book are you talking about? I'm talking about the one and only. The Word of God. The inerrant, infallible, inspired, holy Word of God. I'm thankful we can hold it close to our hearts. If you'll stay with God, I promise you this, He'll bless your life beyond measure. Trust Him in the hard times. Trust Him in the good times. Stay with God in the valleys. Stay with God on the mountaintop and remain faithful to your prayer life. And God can help but bless you. I'm going to ask you this question. I'm challenging everybody. Who you going to serve? Who you going to serve? Many of you guys held out that dollar bill this morning. And a young person came by. And you handed them that dollar. And you watched them come lay an offering plate. You know what that was? Transitions. You're handing it down from one generation to another generation for the purpose of God. This is transition. Let me say this. When I got saved, the day that I got saved with the grace of God, a great transition took place in my life. Brother Dwayne, that transition that took place that day was the greatest transition that I've ever experienced. The day that I said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. I didn't understand it fully until I became a man, had been married and had babies. But can I tell you this? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Greatest thing that ever happened in my life. Grab a hold of the promises of God. Stand on the Word of God. And enjoy the presence of the sweet help from heaven. And God will bless your life. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come before the throne of grace, God, these youngins, Lord Jesus, they have been around me. Lord God, I know them and they know me, Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, that you would put a special hedge about them, Lord. God, Satan's rampant. Satan wants to destroy their minds. And God, I pray that, Lord, the next steps that they have, Lord, I believe that all of them is probably going to seek some more education. And so, God, I pray that as they transition, Lord, that they'll remember some things that stuck with them. God, I tell you, Lord Jesus, help them not to forget what Miss Tommy taught them down there in the nursery class. Help them not to forget what Miss Marion taught them in the beginner's class. And Lord God, as they went to the primary class, and Brian and Knessa for junior boys and junior girls, God, as they move forward, God, help them not to forget the foundation to which has been given them. God, there's going to be a place somewhere. They're going to get in that setting, and there's going to be a professor that challenges their belief. God, I pray that what's been established, Lord Jesus, will be there. Help them if they have questions not to be afraid to ask. I thank you this morning for all you've done, God. You've been so good to us. How can we ever thank you enough? God, thank you for saving us. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Use us mightily for thy glory. Help us to find that purpose. Go beyond Jordan into the land of milk and honey. We do thank you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.